Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GNSO Review Working Group call on the 10th of May, 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Rafiq Damat, Lawrence Olawale Roberts, Jen Wolf, Sarah Baki, and Wolf Ulrich Nobin. We have apologies from Marika Koning. From staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Barry Cobb, and myself, Andrea Glandon. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it back over to Julie Hedlund. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Andrea. And could you note also apologies from Emily Barabas as from staff. She also won't be able to join us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And Jen, I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on to you to run through the agenda.
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure. Sure. So thanks, everybody, for joining again. I know we have a small group, but we appreciate your continued commitment to working through this process and completing the implementation charters and ultimately finalizing our work here. So our agenda for today, I'll just briefly ask if there are any updates to your statements of interest. Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on with our agenda. So today, we're going to be looking at the revised implementation charters for recommendations 1, 2, and 3, and then also for recommendations 20 and 21. We'll be taking a look at recommendations 6, 33, and 36 on diversity and links to the CCWG accountability recommendations. We'll take a look at an update to the GNSO Council, and then we'll take a look at our schedule and our next meeting in 2 weeks. So with that, Julie, I'll ask if you could give us an update on the revised implementation charters for recommendations 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you very much, Jen. This is Julie Hedlund from staff, and I have brought up the implementation charter for recommendations 1, 2, and 3, and that's the outreach and working group participation. Just as a reminder, this document went out for review 2 weeks ago, and the intent was to ask if there were any further changes. In particular, we directed people to the section on the working group determination. And so I'll go ahead to that section. And we did not receive any comments on this implementation charter. And I think that our determination at the last call was if there were no comments on this implementation charter, then we would proceed to put it out for a consensus call. So these are three recommendations. Recommendation one was that the GNSO develop and monitor metrics to evaluate the ongoing effectiveness of current outreach strategies and pilot programs with regard to GNSO working groups. And the determination there was that the GNSO review working group has reviewed existing metrics and determined that these are sufficient to evaluate the ongoing effectiveness of current outreach strategies and pilot programs with regard to GNSO working groups. Recommendation two, that the GNSO develop and fund more targeted programs to recruit volunteers and broaden participation in the PDP working groups, given the vital role volunteers play in working groups and policy development. Here, the determination is that the GNSO review working group evaluated the current programs and determined that these are sufficient to recruit volunteers and broaden participation in PDP working groups, while noting that the fellowship community process review will likely result in improvements to that program and additional metrics to measure effectiveness. And then recommendation three, that the GNSO Council reduce or remove cost barriers to volunteer participation in working groups. And here, the determination is that the GNSO Review Working Group notes that participation in working groups is already a low-cost or no-cost option for members and observers. All meetings are accessible via remote participation, and there are recordings and transcripts. For meetings at ICAM meetings, real-time transcription and translation of transcripts often are provided. Newcomers may be eligible for travel funding for ICAM meetings via the NextGen and Fellowship programs. Although face-to-face participation is not a requisite for effective participation in the policymaking process. Furthermore, the working group notes that a traditional RTT solution typically includes professional translators. understanding that the cost for such translators may be prohibitive for some uses. Other solutions may include automated services, volunteers, or translations of executive summaries of transcripts after public meetings. And I'll note that those two sentences were ones that were suggested to be added by the review working group as part of the determination. And so then there is a final sentence that, based on its evaluation concerning the three recommendations, the GNSO review working group determines that the recommendations have been implemented based on current processes and programs, that no further action is required. I'll stop there and see if there are any questions or a discussion. I'm not seeing any hands up. So then, again, this is Julie from staff. Then, Jen, the recommendation was that if there were no further changes to this document, we would put it out for a formal consensus call. Is that still what the working group would like to do?
Yes, unless anyone has any objection to that. I think that makes sense to move that forward. Any? Wolf Ulrich is saying yes. Anyone opposed? Lori Schulman says yes. Not seeing any no's, so let's go ahead and proceed accordingly.
Excellent. This is Julie Hedlund again from staff. Thank you very much. Staff takes that action item. And then let's go ahead and move to item of discussion, which is the implementation charter for recommendations 20 and 21, that's strategic objectives and industry trends. I'll go to the determination, the draft determination, because we did have some discussion on the list and some concerns that were raised. With respect to the recommendation, the draft recommendation, that the charter of the GNSO Council Standing Committee on ICANN's budget and operations be revised to include an annual review of ICANN's strategic objectives with a view to planning future policy development that strikes a balance between ICANN's strategic objectives and the GNSO resources available for policy development. Now, I know that there were comments on that particular item, and let me just go ahead and quickly refer back to those just to remind us of what people had said. So we had from Sarah regarding this recommendation, and she says, the following stands out to me, and I'm not sure it's being appropriately addressed. Strikes a balance between ICANN's strategic objectives and the GNSO resources available for policy development. That's a statement out of, out of the recommendation. She says, to me, resources available for policy development includes volunteers and not overburdening the few and creating burnout. She notes, while I like the direct of the solution, primarily expanding the scope of the standing committee so that it is responsible for annually reviewing ICANN strategic objectives and ensuring that planning of future GNSO activities is in alignment with these strategic objectives, this ensuring that the planning of future GNSO activities is in alignment with these strategic objectives, this highlighted part seems off balance. Perhaps rewording this to say, the scope of the standing committee could be expanded so that it is also responsible for annually reviewing ICANN's strategic objectives and ensuring that the strategic objectives and proposed GNSO policy development activities are aligned with the GNSO resources. And so that was a recommendation from Sarah, and I want to note that Rafiq had said, as he's expressed before, that he's concerned about the expansion of SCBO mandate and mission was designed to cover ICANN budget-related matters. In particular is post-IANA stewardship transition context. Managing PDP resources, planning, or setting the objectives remains a council task, and the council had a fair, long discussion during its strategical meeting in last January on how to improve things on those fronts. Renata agreed with that sentiment. Second, those concerns, budget committee should be operational and not mission setting. And with respect to my question as to how how this could be addressed otherwise. Rafiq notes it should be reviewed by the full council and takes ownership of that task. For timing, it can possibly be done after the annual general meeting as a matter of strategical planning by the council. And then Sarah notes, agree council is a better fit for this action. And Wolf or Knobin notes, there's no doubt that the council should organize the review of the strategic objectives. It is just a suggestion from a part of our team that this may be done by the SCBO, which reports back to the council, provided that the council extends their mandate accordingly. From a practical point of view, an alternative option could be that the council is every year looking for volunteers for the review who then feedback to the council. A third option is an annual council discussion with MSSI, where both sides exchange views on how to keep their respective goals aligned. So that summarizes, I think, all of the feedback that we got on the discussion for this implementation charter and the determination. And maybe I can just turn it over to those on the call, because some of those people on the call also made those comments, and I'd like to see if anybody has anything to add or suggestions for alternative language that staff can include here. Thank you.
And I see that Barry Cobb has his hand up, and then Wolf Ulrich and Rafiq Domic. And I don't know what order in which those appeared. Do you know, Jen, or I can just take them in that order?
No, yeah, I can't tell how they appeared, so let's just go ahead and we'll go through each one of them.
Okay, so Barry, then Wolf Ulrich, then Rafiq. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you all, Barry Cobb, for the transcript. This is not advocating one way or the other, but I thought that I would just add 2 cents of color commentary about the SCBO. You know, this was the first time it had been enacted or deployed, so to speak, and that group is still has its mandate to review its charter in front of the council to see whether it should continue or not. That's kind of mutually exclusive to what needs to go on here. But in terms of kind of understanding lessons learned or maybe some best practices coming out of the SCBO, one of the things that we as the group didn't do this time around, you know, we were more focused on the actual budget and the numbers behind that budget and where costs were being allocated and those kinds of aspects. What we didn't really do and probably didn't have the time to do because it is such a short time frame to review the budget and prepare comments in that particular timeline. What we didn't do was actually review through in detail the changes to the strategic plan for that fiscal year. And so I think this is probably the one aspect that I did want to highlight is that each fiscal year, each one of the 5 objectives remain the same, and the 25 or so goals underneath those objectives remain the same. But what does change from year to year is the portfolios and projects that feed into those goals and objectives. And so I just point out that, you know, looking at that from a 5-year strategic plan aspect, those lower levels at the portfolio and project level are more dynamic from one fiscal year to the next. And so when the SCBO reconvenes to kind of understand its lessons learned, I do intend to offer that for the group to consider that we, you know, have more time or a better understanding of how those portfolios and projects do ensure that they meet those particular objectives and goals. So I just thought I'd mention that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barry. That's very helpful. On to Wolf Ulrich.
Yeah, thank you. This is Wolf Ulrich speaking. This is also very good. Thanks, Barry, for this explanation. The team is doing and how they shaped, you know, their character. So I think what we are thinking about is more a way of how to deal with the matter, to review the strategic objectives over the year. And so for me personally, from my experience with the council, so I think usually the council go that way. So if there's something to be done, which may take something more time, you know, to prepare for that, he's trying well to put it on a kind of team, you know, whatever team that might be. So in order to prepare for that, it's clear that the council in the end is the one who is responsible for that, and also to make recommendations on behalf of the council for the review in the end. So the question is how to make it practical, how to do that. So could it be done by staff, for example, the preparatory work for these things, and then finalized in one session, as Rafik may have in mind, you know, from his experience with his strategic meeting here in LA, that would be a way viable to do so? Or does it mean that there is some preparatory work to be done by the community, by the council members, or on behalf of them, a group out of the council, a working team doing that? So this is, for me, the practical question, and then it was for me, my thinking about that was, okay, if a team is needed, why shouldn't be used, you know, this SCBO to do that, because it's represented by all the participants. Well, there may be, it could be for that purpose also be studied. Invite, you know, other people who are interested in doing that job. So that's just a question from the practice, how to do that in a practical way. So if the council is, and the council should decide that, if we recommend, you know, well, to going that way, the council should just have a debate, a discussion internally, whether we should suppose they should go this way or not, the pros and cons to that, and then come to a final decision. So that is here the question. Well, shall we come up with such a recommendation from our point of view? I personally would say, from my experience, well, let's go for that, just recommend as our team to that. We could also put into this recommendation some arguments, you know, that it has been discussed here in our group, and there's also an opinion, well, not to do that, or at least, well, to discuss it finally on council level. So it's open to do that. I just wanted not to suppress that it has been discussed here, and that could be a way, well, from the view of some of the participants here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich. Rafi, please.
Thanks. I'm still reserved about the idea of involving the SCBO. As we said, that it's still, it has to go through review, and we are not sure if we will continue with this approach or not. For this year, they drafted two comments, and also you said maybe they didn't cover one area. So I think we cannot really try to expand or add more tasks to a standing committee, but I do believe that the council needs to take the ownership, since we are having a lot of discussion now about doing more planning and being more strategic. And that's why, for example, we had a strategical meeting in LA, and we were talking about improving the PDP and so on. So there is this concern and focus to do better planning ahead for the year, and reading that, for example, also talking about trends and so on, and one thing that the council will have that trends exercise, I'd say the outlook trends exercise and in Panama. So we are in that direction that the council and the councillor will be more involved on those type of activities. So I think that it's up to the council to decide to delegate such task if they it thinks that's the way forward. But at our level, I don't think we can try to push for one direction. I'm understanding from Wolf Orich is that we may suggest different way or different approach, like, for example, after the AGM, the council do some planning, or how we can delegate that to the SCBO. But I'm really in the thinking that we should leave the ownership and the decision to the council on this area. But I'm open that we can suggest different, alternative, and maybe try to put some pros and cons, but just to not kind of try to avoid to be perspective here and what should be done. So,
thank you very much,
Rafik. I'm just getting this down. Okay. And I see there's also, we have in the chat, Barry says, well, not directly related to this exercise, I will also remind the group that ICANN org and the community will be starting its new 5-year strategic planning cycle. The GNSO and Council should anticipate to be heavily involved to help shape the objectives and goals for the organization and, as here, ensure that they fit the policy development mandate for the GNSO. That's actually a really good point, Barry, and I'm wondering if that's something that sort of two thoughts here with respect to how to address this. First of all, staff takes note of the suggestion to have some pros and cons and to reflect the different sides of the discussion in this implementation charter, which we can do. I think it also would be helpful to point out that it will be starting this new 5-year strategic planning cycle, which definitely does also then directly relate to the review of strategic objectives that's part of this recommendation. We also have the update to the council on the 24th of May, and when we get to those slides, we could perhaps just suggest a couple of points for discussion with the council, and maybe what we do not have to do with respect to the implementation charter is perhaps the charter does not have to be that specific on exactly how the council undertakes the strategic review, just that it is doing so. That is to say that the charter could say that annually the GNSO Council will undertake the review of the strategic objectives and either as a committee of the whole or with a subteam as it determines, but that this action becomes part of the council's annual planning cycle or strategic planning cycle. So that might be one way of addressing this and something that perhaps we could bring up in the council's update. And I see Wolf Orich, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Judy. This is Wolf Orich speaking. Well, to Barry's comment, this is very clear. You know, the 5-year SURG cycle, when it starts and it's going to be established and discussed in advance, that's what we are doing right now. So also in Panama meeting, so we have a session with MSSI and all on all levels, on constituency level, stakeholder group level, and so. So this is the one that I understand here from the recommendation to this here is related. What's going to happen afterwards. The year, the first year, second year, third, and fourth year, strategic objectives have been established and implemented. So that is what I understand. This is a recommendation. This is for to pave the way to the for the councils, tell them so what to do and to recommend something in order to follow what is going to happen with those 5-year cycle in the future every year. So and that's. Well, I don't think we are far away from each other, so with Rafiq as well. Maybe, Rafiq, you have an issue with the formulation of the recommendation, rather that it looks like a push ahead to the council, just do this and nothing else. Anyway, so the council has to decide. Well, he's the leader of this whole process here. And on the other hand, it's just maybe if we can't come to an agreement altogether, then we shouldn't do it as a recommendation, but put it here in text and saying, okay, we see several ways in how to deal with that from a council perspective. It could be either allocated to an existing team like the SCBO or do it only annually on the entire discussion from the scratch on council level, or let it prepare by staff and then have one session with the council and MSSI and that's it. So these kind of options I see, and we could put it in the text and then we don't need this very strict or strong recommendation to do that just in this way. And the council has some tasks to do. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich. And staff have tried to capture that. So what staff will do then is amend the implementation charter. I think taking Wolf Ulrich's point, unless anybody objects, I don't think, yes, as Rafiq notes, I think we have a way to go forward, exactly, to capture note the recommendation as we do, but to capture the various options for how the council may address that recommendation without the GNSO review working group suggesting that there is only one way forward, but that there are options for addressing this. And I think that in the council update on the 24th of May, we could also change the to show similarly that. But I hear someone, is that Lori? Hi, Lori, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I was thinking out loud. I'll wait till you finish. I'm sorry. My apologies to the group.
That's okay. If you do have something we should consider, please just let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so staff has that as an action item to amend this charter. And I guess the question is to this group, if we make that amendment to the text, should we go ahead and call that out as a red line and also send it out for a consensus call?
Julie, can I ask a question?
This is Laura.
I hear a couple of people, Wolf Ulrich, I think, maybe, and then Lori. Wolf Ulrich says yes. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm a yes, too. I just want to clarify what we just said yes to, that all of this will be side text as to possible options, and then that the options would be chosen by the GNSO. Is that right, the order of procedure? Or the options are there, and then we go back to our constituencies. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused about, I understand about pulling the options out to the side as notes, but then what happens? That's my question.
Thank you, Lori. This is Julie Hedlund again from staff. That's a really good question. So to be more clear, what I think staff heard was that staff will amend, what staff will do two things. First of all, in the main text where we discuss possible solutions, staff will call out the different options that were discussed here. And then in the determination, staff will put in some language that essentially says that, you know, there's the recommendation and the working group determination is that the council will, you know, undertake to review the strategic objectives on an annual basis and has a number of options by which to do so, including appointing, establishing a working team, addressing them as a strategic session of the committee as a whole, or perhaps with staff preparation and in a meeting with MSSI, which I think is what's envisioned for a planning session in Panama. So staff will be laying out possible options, none of which will make it clear are, you know, considered to be, you know, the only list of options, but just as suggestions. And then when the council does its annual review, it chooses how to do so. So we're not actually dictating any one of the options, but we're laying this out in the determination that this is how this recommendation can be addressed by the council, with the council deciding the details. And Wolf Ulrich says the council has to decide which option is feasible. And then with that language, staff would send this revised implementation charter out for a consensus call with that language redlined so that people can see what has changed. And Lori says, I think that works. Thank you, Lori. And so then, and Lori notes, it gives council flexibility. Good point. And so, Jen, staff takes that as an action item to make those changes and to get the amended charter out for a two-week consensus call.
Great. Thank you, Julie.
Then the next item.
Next up. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the next item was recommendations 6, 33, and 36. Sorry, this is Julie again from staff. And this is the recommendations on diversity and linkage to the CCWG accountability recommendations. And so what staff did here was there are three recommendations that relate to diversity that came out of the GNSO review. And there also are now recommendations from the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2, and that is actually several recommendations, not all of which necessarily pertain to the recommendations that came out of the GNSO review. So rather than first starting with a drafting of a charter for these diversity recommendations, staff thought it might be helpful to show each recommendation and then a staff suggestion of where that recommendation might be linked to a recommendation made by the CCWG. And because I'm thankful that we have Rafiq on this call, who's been very much involved in the CCWG accountability, in case you know, staff has erred in how we've tried to match these recommendations. So just to run through the document here, the first of the recommendations is recommendation 6, and that is that the GNSO record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation, including diversity statistics. And so the CCWG recommendation 8 states that ICANN staff should support the capture, analysis, and communication of diversity information, seeking external expertise if needed, in the following ways. Create a diversity section on the ICANN website, gather and maintain all relevant diversity information in one place, produce an annual diversity report for ICANN based on all the annual information, and provide a global analysis of trends and summarize SOAC groups' recommendations for improvement where appropriate. This should also include some form of reporting on diversity complaints, and include diversity information derived from the annual diversity report in ICANN's annual report. And I apologize for the strange formatting, but in taking the recommendations report from the CCWG accountability, some of the formatting didn't come out quite right when it was changed to Word. And I'll just run through the rest of these quickly, and then we can discuss. And I'm conscious of the time, and I want to make sure we allow at least 10 minutes for the discussion of the council update. So GNSO review recommendation 33 is that stakeholder groups, constituencies, and their nominating committee in selecting their candidates for appointment to the GNSO council should aim to increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of its participants as defined in ICANN Core Value 4, and then, there's another page. Actually, there's four. Yeah, so then, and that when approving the formation of a PDP working group, the GNSO Council requires that its membership represent, as far as reasonably practicable, the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as a whole. Additionally, that when approving GNSO policy, the ICANN Board explicitly satisfy itself that the GNSO Council undertook these actions when approving the formation of a PDP working group. So there are several recommendations that staff thought related to recommendation 36. First of all, recommendation 2, where each SO and AC group identifies which elements of diversity are mandated in their charters or that are relevant and applicable to each levels, including leadership, and publish those results. Recommendation 3, that these groups supported by ICANN staff should undertake an initial assessment of the diversity for all their structures, including leadership, based on their diversity criteria, and publish the results on the official website. Recommendation 4, that these groups should use the information from their initial assessment to define and publish on their official website their diversity criteria objectives and strategies for achieving these, as well as a timeline for doing so. And recommendation 5, that these groups supported by ICANN staff should undertake a regular update of their diversity assessment against their diversity criteria and objectives at all levels, including leadership, on an annual basis or not less than every 3 years. So staff did think that both of these diversity assessments seemed to link to recommendations 2 through 5, that there was a significant overlap there. And then finally, recommendation 35 is that the GNSO Council establish a working group whose membership specifically reflects the demographic, cultural, gender, and age diversity of the Internet as a whole to recommend to Council ways to reduce barriers to participation in the GNSO by non-English speakers and those with limited command of English. So staff will note that this recommendation actually was a low priority recommendation and one which I think there were some concerns about how it might be implemented. And staff was wondering, you know, for this working group to consider whether the work of the CCWG, extensive work in developing these diversity recommendations, actually addresses perhaps recommendation 35, and that there has already been a group that has done this work and has come up with the recommendations that we do have from the CCWG accountability. Staff isn't sure how the specific working group within the GNSO would actually add to what the CCWG has already done in its work. And in fact, might possibly just be duplicative. So I'll stop there, and maybe in just a few minutes for discussion, and then I suggest that we, you know, Jen, if you agree, we could go on to the GNSO Council update, just because that is time sensitive, and we do need to make sure that we get that those slides to the Council in time for its document and motion deadline, which is on the 12th. Thank you. So any discussion on these? And Rafik, I'm particularly interested in your thoughts, not to put you on the spot. Rafik, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Judy. I want to concur with the last
think, statement you made about that recommendation. I think it will be duplicative of what was done in the CCWG as we really try to cover how we define diversity and then set some recommendation for the SOAC and groups, which means the stakeholder group and constituency. So I think we can say that it was already done, and we should focus on the other recommendation, in particular like the assessment and for example, like the different group, they have to set objectives and the strategy. So that's, I think, what should be the focus. So, I see that we have some overlap here, and so we can use the recommendation from the CCWG. One point maybe is as when we talked in particular, the recommendation 8, which is it's more the one that, defines several requirements. Maybe for some background that we, some people were pushing for having the office, diversity office, but that didn't go so far. But what was kind of... there was consensus to have several requirements of maybe such function that should exist. And, for example, creating diversity section on the ICANN website, maybe here, I'm not sure if we should also create something only at the GENAS website, but I guess we need to see how we can link the existing recommendation and the GENAS review to that part. So at some level there are some work that it should be done at the whole ICANN. So maybe this is kind of we need to assess. But there is some overlap in terms of recommendation.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. And I think that's really helpful. I think what I'd like to suggest as an action, Jen, is that staff would go ahead and turn these into a formal implementation charter, with a bit more explanation for how these various recommendations might be linked and implemented. Now, I will note that, and Rafiq, correct me if I'm wrong, but the next step for these recommendations is they do have to be approved by the board. Is that right? That is the CCWG recommendation.
They have to be approved first, the final recommendation. They have to be approved, including the GENASO, and after that it should be approved by the board. So it would take time. But we can have more visibility. I think if it's approved by the charting organization, there is low risk that they are not going to be approved by the board. But yeah, they still have to go through these two phases.
Oh, thank you very much, Rafiq. That's really helpful. Jen, if you don't mind, staff can go ahead to the final item, which is the GENASO review working group update to the council.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
This actually follows the format that staff used for the update that we provided for ICANN 61. And so we have the current status, which hasn't changed since ICANN 61, which actually is the same, that phases 1 and 2 recommendations are all implemented by previous work. The update is in phase 3 that the estimate is that 8 recommendations are likely to be implemented by June. That would include recommendations that have already been approved, which is recommendations 7 and 12 relating to translation and transcription. Those have been approved by consensus as of the 26th of April. That would include recommendations 1, 2, and 3, as well as 20 and 21, which will go out for a consensus call. And so then what remains is the implementation charters for the 7 recommendations that have dependencies. And so those are the recommendations both that we have just discussed relating to diversity, but also those recommendations 26, 27, 28, and 29, which are all related to in various ways to statements of interest and have a dependency concerning the GDPR. But we note here that all recommendations are expected to be completed by the original deadline of September 2018. And then we go into some key updates. So again, noting that 7 and 12 are agreed by full consensus, noting that the language that was added that any demand for services with budget implementations must be brought by the working group leadership to the GNSO Council for consideration. That was language that we added in the final determination and something that we wanted to just bring to the attention of the Council. And then with respect to Recommendation 20, the charter which is under review, is the possible recommendation to expand the charter for the SCBO. Now, staff will amend this text and will reflect instead what we discussed, which is the various options for how the Council would address its annual review of the strategic objectives. So the language here will reflect what staff will put in the implementation charter. And what staff will do is and just put out revised slides today for review and then ask for any final changes. And if none, then staff will plan to send on the GNSO Review Working Group's behalf the slides with a brief note to the Council tomorrow, so in advance of the deadline for documents and motions. Further, the update is 6, 33, and 36, and actually in 35, so there's actually 4 there. Staff will make that correction. Concerning diversity and the possible dependencies with the recommendations from the cross-community working group Workstream 2 on diversity. And then also, as noted here, 26, 27, 28, and 29, and possible dependencies with the general data protection regulation. And staff is actually noting then, if I go back to the accountability recommendations, there's, if I go to page 2, there's actually 4 of those. So staff will make the change in the slides to note that there's actually 8. If I look back at slide 1, there's 8 recommendations that have dependencies, 4 relating to the diversity and 4 relating to GDPR, and staff will make that change. So those are the slides, the detailed slides, and then also we've included the timeline, and we're still on track for that. So any comments, please? And yes, thank you, Rafiq. It is the 14th on next Monday, not the 12th, as I said. Thank you, the Council motion and document deadline. Correct. And Wolf or Knobin, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. It's always been, maybe I was wrong, so I was asking whether this update is for the Panama meeting. No, I understand. It's for the next Council meeting, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. The Council meeting on the 24th, so we'll need to submit it before this coming Monday. Or by no.
Okay, so then I don't have any more questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. If there are no further comments, what staff will do is make the correction on slide 2 and also on then on slide 3, we'll update the text under recommendation 20 to reflect what we discussed here today and to make sure it's consistent with what we'll have in the implementation charter. Wolf Ulrich, is that an end?
Yes, Susan, I would like to come back, as always speaking. Just with this one question, I think on the second page you had mentioned with regards to the all questions related to the budget questions, related to translation and transcriptions. have been, if I'm correct, and if you could just display that page, I think it's page number 3 then, should be referred to the working group. Is that how you're phrasing that?
The way it's phrased here, and I think I pulled it right out of the charter, was language was added that any demand for services with budget implementations must, I see a typo here, must be brought by the working group leadership to the GNSO Council for consideration.
Okay, good. Not to the working group, yes. Okay.
Oh, exactly, good catch.
Yes, but that is only referring to what we can cover right now. So that means if there's something which we would see, because the working group is not supposed to exist any longer after September or the mandate is given back.
Apologies, Wolf Ulrich. That's out of context. And so actually, I think I should amend it so it's more clear. In the text in the implementation charter, working group actually refers to a PDP working group. So the GNSO review, it's not referring to the GNSO review working group. It's referring to, if a PDP working group, has, decides on, it has a budget implementation, implication, then that PDP working group needs to bring it to the council. But you're quite right. I don't have that context here, so it is unclear. So staff will also be more clear.
Thanks.
No, thank you very much. That's a very, very good point. And yes, Rafiq, exactly. Recommendation 20 will be amended to reflect what we discussed today, to not be a recommendation for the SCBO's charter to be expanded, but to list the options that we talked about, say, committee as a whole, or, a working team, or, say, a staff preparation for a meeting with council and MSSI. So that will show alternatives and not a particular, one particular recommendation. Anything else on this? Jen, I'm not seeing any other hands up, so staff will take the action.
Yep, no, that's great.
And circulate this for a final review before sending it off to the council tomorrow.
That sounds great. Any other? That was everything we had, I think, right? So our next meeting is in 2 weeks on the 24th.
Yep, that's
right. Any other comments?
Hi, this is Lori. I won't be at the 24th meeting. That's the interannual meeting. So, and it's also GDD, I think, or GDD's right before it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, there's a, INTA is that week, you're right, Lori. GDD is this next week along with RightsCon, so I think there's a couple things. But we'll probably just go with our small group as we usually do for the 24th.
Okay, then I send my regrets now.
Okay, so thank you.
Thanks.
So that's all we have for staff. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you all.
All right, Jen.
Is anybody else still? I thought I heard someone. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for a great call, and we'll look forward to keeping this moving 2 weeks from today.
Great. Thanks, everyone, and thanks, Jen, again,
thanks
for sharing. And thanks, all, for participating. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting is adjourned. Verizon operators, please stop the recordings and disconnect all lines. To everyone else, thank you and have a wonderful day.